The Caritas Internationalis report published in July talks about the desperate situation in Syria, and obviously in the last few weeks international political tensions have escalated. So can you tell us how this has affected the situation on the ground?
The situation in Syria is getting worse and worse. Our partners there, our Caritas staff there, talk about people desperate really for peace. There's a lack of healthcare, a lack of education. The impact of the economic crisis is really causing huge problems for people. There's no fuel, no electricity. Food is expensive. So on the ground in Syria, things are really bad. And then, of course, those people in the front line are experiencing trauma on a huge level. They're seeing family members and friends killed. There's lots of kidnapping. There's abuse of women. So the situation in Syria is a bleak one. With the refugees who fled Syria, we have a number of clinics and refugees who come to our clinic. We find out what issues they're facing, and the ones that are expressing trauma or psychological problems, we provide counselling for them, or we refer them to specialist psychiatric treatment in hospitals. We take, for example, vulnerable women or children into special shelters where they receive the treatment that they need. The level of need is huge. The level of trauma experience is huge. When I was just in Lebanon last month, I met several people who were suffering from post-traumatic stress, children who couldn't go to sleep properly, who had bad dreams, who were frightened of being alone, frightened of the dark, ones who really needed some kind of trauma treatment.
Caritas Internationalis issued a statement on Friday calling for dialogue as the only possible solution to the crisis in Syria. Now that the UK has voted against military action, do you think there is hope for a diplomatic resolution?
Caritas always thinks there's hope that there'll be an end to the war in Syria through a diplomatic means. Things were very fraught last week and over the weekend, but now I think we've seen the crisis de-escalate a little bit, but still we need to do more, and I can only encourage people to follow Pope Francis's encouragement to pray and fast on Saturday.
The statement also underlines the importance of ensuring that humanitarian aid does continue to be delivered in Syria and to refugee camps in neighbouring countries. Is that still possible at the moment, and do you think it will continue to remain possible?
It's certainly possible for us to reach people in refugee camps in the surrounding countries. In Syria itself, things are much more complicated. Caritas Syria staff at the moment are able to access all areas of the country, but of course there's a conflict going on, so there are problems of access, and we can only encourage all parties within the conflict to ensure that humanitarian staff can get to the people who need their help.